John chapter 11. We began last week looking at the miracle of Christ raising Lazarus from the dead. And we see that the actual miracle is recorded in verse 43 and verse 44. Of John chapter 11, and when he had thus spoken, he cried out with a loud voice, "Lazarus, come forth." And he that was dead came forth, bound hand and foot with grave clothes, and his face was bound about with a napkin. Jesus said unto them, "Loose him and let him go." Now, the 11th chapter deals with, most of the chapter deals with things that transpired before the actual miracle, and there are many lessons that we learn from these things that took place. And we began last week looking at that. We see that really everything centers around verse 5. Now Jesus loved Martha and her sister, which would be Mary, and Lazarus. Nothing that happened changed to any degree the love that Christ had for Martha and Mary and Lazarus. Everything centers around this love. And there are many lessons that we learn from this. We saw last week that his love, of course, does not prevent his loved ones from being sick. We see in verse 1, verse 3, and verse 6. Four times in those three verses it is stated that Lazarus was sick. And again, Christ loved Lazarus. So the Lord's love did not prevent him from being sick. And that is important today because we have many today who believe, and I mean it goes against everything the Bible teaches, it goes against common sense. They believe that if you love the Lord, you'll never get sick. The only reason you get sick is because you don't love the Lord enough, and that just, it's just utterly unscriptural. But his love does not prevent his loved ones from being sick. We see that his love does not prevent our loved ones from being sick. We see that Martha and Mary loved Lazarus. Jesus loved Martha and Mary. Yet Jesus allowed their loved one to become sick. We see that his love does not prevent his loved ones from experiencing hardship. Lazarus, in his sickness, no doubt experienced great hardship. And eventually, of course, Lazarus died. We see that Martha and Mary experienced great hardship. Again, Jesus loved Martha. He loved Mary. He loved Lazarus. But this did not prevent them from experiencing difficulty, from experiencing hardship. There was the hardship of a serious sickness. And again, any time a loved one is seriously sick, that does present a hardship for those who love that individual. As you go on in the chapter, you see that there was the hardship that involved death. Lazarus eventually died. Of course, that presented a great hardship for Mary and Martha. There was the hardship of a funeral. We see that a funeral actually took place. We see that in the latter verses there of John chapter 11. And this whole time that Lazarus was sick, and when Lazarus died, and then the funeral took place, this whole time involved a hardship of many emotions. Again, none of it changes the Lord's love. We see in verse 21 that Martha said to Jesus, "If thou hadst been here, my brother had not died." Mary said the same thing in verse 32. And those words, that is a very, very revealing statement. First of all, it is not an accurate statement. But it does reveal. It does reveal that some of the things that Martha and Mary were experiencing at this time. People make statements. People make statements in time of grief that are not necessarily scriptural statements, that are not necessarily true statements. They may even be blasphemous statements. And again, I do believe that you have to give some allowance when people are in grief. I mean, Job is a good example. But what people say does reveal some things. It reveals the emotions that they are experiencing at that time. And these two statements of Martha and Mary, or this one statement by the two of them, again reveals some of the feelings that they were experiencing during the time that Lazarus was sick, and even when Lazarus died. We see that it was a time of great internal, personal pain. We see that in those words, "My brother. If thou hadst been here, my brother." There's personal pain in those two words, "my brother." It reveals something of the grief that Martha and Mary were experiencing at this time. It revealed something of the heartache that they both felt individually. We see that it was a time of loneliness. They said, "If thou hadst been here, if thou hadst been here." Martha and Mary, you remember at the beginning of John chapter 11, had sent word to Jesus concerning the sickness of the brother. We see that in verses 2 and verse 3. And after they sent word to Christ, there's no doubt that they expected Jesus to come. They expected Jesus to come right away. But instead of coming, Jesus remained where he was. In verse 6 of chapter 11, "When he had heard therefore that he was sick, he abode 2 days still in the same place where he was." And during those 2 days, Martha and Mary no doubt were looking for him. They just knew he's going to come any minute. Any minute he'll be here, and everything's going to be okay. Any minute he's going to arrive, and he's going to minister to Lazarus, and everything's going to be okay. But that didn't happen. And they're waiting. They're expecting Jesus to come. And while they're doing this, they're watching their brother die. And eventually Lazarus did die. Jesus still had not come. They buried their brother. So those words, "if thou hadst been here," express that they had experienced some loneliness. It was also a time of disappointment. In those words, "Lord, if thou hadst been here, my brother had not died." There's disappointment in those words. And I believe there's disappointment with the Lord in those words. What they are saying is, "Lord, this did not have to happen if you would have done something." They were disappointed. They again sent word concerning the sickness of Lazarus. They sent word to Christ. They just knew that he would come. And he did come. But he did not come according to their time frame. He did not come in their time. He came after Lazarus had died, after Lazarus had been buried. So he did come. But we don't set the time schedule, and God's people need to learn that. We don't set the time schedule. God does. We need to get in line with the Lord's schedule. not vice versa. So I believe in those words, if thou hadst been here, my brother had not died. There's some disappointment. There's also a sense of helplessness. And anyone who has watched a loved one suffer in sickness and then eventually die, you know the sense of helplessness that comes over you. And again, as I've said many times, I don't believe that's a bad thing. I believe that's a good thing. I believe it's good that we come to the realization that we are helpless. And there's nothing like when someone is dying for people to realize just how helpless you are and just how everything is in the hands of God. Even lost man realizes his helplessness, and even lost man at that time will call upon someone to pray because they know there's nothing I can do. If something is going to be done, God has to do it. And no doubt there was this sense of personal helplessness, and we pick up on that. If thou hadst been here, Lord, in other words, there wasn't anything we could do. No doubt they tried to make him comfortable, as anyone would do who loves someone who is sick and dying. You try to make them as comfortable as you possibly can, but you know there's nothing I can do. And they realize that. And there's no doubt in my mind that they tried to make Lazarus comfortable. And it's as if they were saying, Lord, we could not keep him from dying, but if you would have been here, you could have. So they experienced this sense of helplessness. All along, the Lord was loving them. The Lord brings us to points in our life because he does love us. He brings us to points in our life where we do feel helpless. We see also it was a time of great confusion and bewilderment. Martha and Mary did not understand. Why didn't he come? We sent him word. Why didn't he come? By the time he did come, we see that Lazarus had been dead 4 days already. So there was a sense of confusion. There was a sense of bewilderment. If thou hadst been here, my brother had not died. Again, this is a hardship. When everything is a mystery, people often, why? I've been asked that question probably more than anything else. You walk into a hospital room, someone's dying, and why? Why? People have this thing where they feel that they have to know why. And Martha and Mary's no different, and we're no different. Jesus knew why he delayed his coming to them. Mary and Martha didn't know. Lazarus didn't know. I'm sure that Mary and Martha told Lazarus while he was sick, we've sent word to Christ, he'll be here at any time. And I'm sure Lazarus thought he'll come anytime. But they didn't understand. Why didn't he come? They didn't know. Why didn't he come? The hours just kept passing. And they did not know why he did not come. They did not understand why he had not come. The fact that Jesus did not come when they had called, the fact that he did not come when they expected him to, the fact that he did not do what they were certain he would do, that he would come and that he would heal Lazarus. All of this was a mystery to them. Why? Why didn't he come? Jesus, you remember the night of the Passover when Jesus washed the feet of the disciples. There's a statement that Jesus makes to them that I find very instructive, I find very encouraging, I think about it quite often. comes to my mind. In John 13, verse 7, Peter had asked the Lord in verse 6, "Lord, dost thou wash my feet?" In other words, Peter was having a very hard time understanding why the Lord would wash his feet. In verse 7, Jesus answered and said unto him, "What I do, thou knowest not now." What I do, thou knowest not now. That is so true. That is so very, very true. Not only do we not know, we don't need to know. But then notice what he says, "But thou shalt know hereafter." In my time, the Lord says, you will know. Until then, just be content in not knowing. In my time, you will know. And this is part of the hardship that God's people go through, is the not knowing. And there are people who drive themselves crazy trying to figure out why. So in those words, "Lord, hadst thou been here, my brother had not died," much is revealed about the emotional turmoil that Martha and Mary were experiencing at this time. And again, the Lord does permit, the Lord sends hardships into our lives, even though He loves us. And we have to go through these hardships, but again, Jesus loved Martha, Mary, and Lazarus. His love did not change the fact that they experienced hardships. We also see, as we read on here, and we'll look at next week, there's much encouragement from Christ's love toward Martha and Mary and Lazarus. Let's look to the Lord in a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, again, we thank you, Lord, for your word. We thank you, Lord, for the devotional. We thank you, Lord, for your word. And we just pray that you would plant your word in our hearts on a daily basis. Lord, that it would become a part of us. Lord, that it would become our life. And we just pray, we thank you, Lord, for the ability we have to hear your word, to open your word, to study your word. We just pray, Lord, you'd help us. We pray, Lord, as we worship you today, that you'd help us to worship you in a way that would bring honor and glory to you, a way that would call attention to who you are and what you've done. And we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.